Hey, happy Saturday, Get Geekish. We are live at Estes Park Comic-Con. Well, we're not live now because it's a podcast, but when we recorded this, we're here at Estes Park Comic-Con.
Yeah, right now we're sitting outside one of the picnic tables, that's the word.
Staring at the glorious mountains of Estes Park, Colorado.
Yes,
like,
and
literally.
Man, what a heck of a day.
Yeah, this has been a good day, good 2 days for me so far.
Yeah.
We were up here all day Friday, and you usually up here all day today. This is the first year of Estes Park Comic-Con, and I was impressed because the guest list was pretty impressive for a first-year smaller con.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of Star Trek people, had Super Troopers people, added some late additions, people from Riverdale. I mean, it's been a star-studded event, I guess you'd call it.
It has been, and it's and well, go ahead and just say, like, we were lucky enough to interview.
Yeah, we got to interview Paul Soder from Super Troopers and Broken Lizard, and great guy. You know, of course, Super Troopers 2 comes out on DVD this week, and it's out digitally now.
I was gonna say that if you're like us, digital, you get a little. Well, you got it 2 weeks early.
Yeah, yeah,
something like that.
And it's an excuse, like seeing somebody in person. Like I've loved a lot of the Broken Lizard movies up to the point, like Beer Fest and Super Troopers. I didn't like Judge Dredd. Not
Club
Judge Dredd. I didn't like that one as much, but it still had funny parts.
Yeah, exactly.
You grew up with those movies and watched them over and over and over and over again, and Super Troopers 2 was 15 years in the making, and then you watch a movie, and then you see this guy hang out at the con, and he's super nice and laid back. So should we just go ahead and play some of that interview you had with him?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to
cue the tape.
Paul Soder at Estes Park Comic-Con with Get Geekish.
Hey, this is Get Geekish. We're broadcasting from Estes Park Comic-Con, and, well, we have a very special treat, actually. We are sitting here with Paul Soder from, well, you may know him from Super Troopers and Beer Fest, Club Dredd, you know, the Broken Lizard guys.
He's definitely a funny guy, but thank you so much for taking a few minutes to joining us today. We're at Estes Park Comic Con, and how are you enjoying Estes so far?
It's great. I grew up kind of during my junior high school years in Littleton, and when I moved here from Arizona, one of the first things we did was drive up to Estes Park. So this was kind of my introduction to Colorado. This would have been, you know, 25 years ago, so I've been back a few times ever since, but it's been a long time, so it's great to be back. It's a beautiful place.
Well, we'll count you as a local for that, right?
Yeah.
I'm working as a local.
Definitely as a local. So one thing about us is geekish. We want to know what people are geekish about. So what kind of geeky things are you into? Like,
just things in general,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. No, what do I get? Yeah, what do I dork out about? Well, we just saw a demo of the Demogorgon model from Stranger Things. So that's like a new, like that's a show that I, you know, watched, you know, all two seasons in like one big swallow. So I love that because that's sort of, you know, those were the years that I lived in Littleton, like 83, 84, 85. And so to watch a show that takes place with characters who are more or less my age running around on our bikes is a ton of fun. So I really love that. I collected comic books when I was young, so there's still some stuff from the 60s and 70s that to fill out collections, so I've been doing comic book shopping. So like it's a very niche, like DC, Silver Age comic books are kind of that really only kind of specific period that I got into. So whenever I go someplace, I find the booth that's got all the old stuff and try to fill out my collections.
What's one of your favorite Silver Age heroes?
So for me, the collection that I've almost got complete is the title was The Brave and the Bold, and they were the first comic book to start doing team-ups. So it became always Batman and somebody else. So through kind of the late 60s all through the 70s, it was Batman and somebody else. But it started out in the 60s being just two random DC characters matched up. So I always loved that, and I have probably, I'm down to like four or five issues of that whole title that I haven't picked up yet. I got today the one that was the issue that was the first team-up. So it's not the first issue of Brave and the Bold but it was the first time that they put two characters together. So it's Green Arrow and the Manhunter from the Martian Manhunter and Green Arrow. So like that was a big score for me today.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Is that what I interrupted you on when we popped up here?
Well, I got it, and I had just cracked it open, and you guys showed up. I was literally on page two of that comic book. But you know what? I own it now, so that's fine. I'll take it home tonight. I'll relax. Have a glass of wine, sit there, and read a comic book from the early 1960s. And that's my idea of a good time.
That's awesome. That's truly awesome.
Otherwise, you know what? I'm really into the Beatles. When we were promoting Super Troopers 2 in April, I was in New York, and we got to do some interviews on Sirius XM Radio. And they have a Beatles channel now. And I was lucky enough, they asked me to do a little guest host spot. And that's, you know, to me, like, the coolest thing in the world. Like, I could sit around and talk about Beatles songs, Beatles music.
That could take a few days.
yeah. So that was, like, you know, one of the, like, coolest nerdy things that I've gotten to do was do, like, an actual small mini radio segment on the Beatles channel. Yeah.
That's awesome. What would be your all-time Beatles song? Like, if somebody went up to you and had to choose one to listen to for the
rest.
I mean,
it changes based on my taste. I've been thinking about, like, right now... They asked me to do my, like, Fab Four, and I was picking out kind of different stuff for different reasons, but I think the one I feel fine was the one I started with, and that's probably still consistently always in my top five, top ten. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good answer. That's a very good answer.
So with the latest Super Troopers 2, obviously we've watched the heck out of a couple times. It just came out, the digital version of it.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
It was entertaining. It was well worth the wait, I'll give you that.
Thank you. Worth the 15 years of sitting around waiting, yeah.
Exactly. And what was it like trying to get that put through for the second? A bunch of cameos in there, too, that I was not quite expecting that were
Yeah,
awesome.
That's what's fun is that we're at a point now where we've been doing this long enough. You meet people. Jay Chandrasekhar, who's a member of the group who also directs, he directs a ton of TV, and so he meets and befriends people as he's doing TV episodes. So a lot of the people that made cameos in Super Troopers 2 were people that he had directed, like Damon Wayans Jr., I think, from like The New Girl, Rob Lowe. So they're announcing my show, so I have to stop talking.
Yeah.
So
we, See, look at that. That's legitimate podcasting right here. We're interrupting a photo op.
So he had done a show called the Rob Lowe Show, The Grinder. So that's how he got Rob to do it. So yeah, we've always been really lucky. I feel like every movie has had at least one person that like feels like we have no business getting that person. To be in our movie with us.
As a fan of movies, I feel like you guys have definitely earned it, though. So.
Yeah. Hopefully at this point, yeah, at least if nothing else, to get some cameos. Yeah.
So I was going to say, before you know, because we know you have to go do the things, everything, like any off-screen hijinks that happened on this that were just memorable that...
We're not as pranky as you would think with each other. I mean... And also, we've known each other for 30 years, so there's sort of no way to fool. There's no way to fool one another at this point, you know. It's like people you've known almost your whole lives. It's very hard to like pull anything over on guys that you've spent almost the last 30 years with. So we've, you know, what Jay does, and he gets Lemmy with this every time, is Jay is always sending Steve Lemmy headshots of famous people. And fake inscribing them saying we should work together someday. And he started with Tony Danza, I think. And it is amazing that, yeah, that's one thing that like Steve continues to be fooled by is Jay sending him people's headshots.
I think, you know, you not being able to prank each other means you have more fun actually filming because you can definitely see it.
Right. You think about like pranks is like, way to break up the boredom or whatever. But what we do is incredibly fun. We're having a great time. And that's from the point where we start writing, we're trying to make each other laugh. So we're having a great time. And then when we're shooting, it's a blast. We're having a great time. And, you know, it's sort of like no need to find a way to like bump up the sort of excitement of what we're doing because I think we still get really excited about what we do.
Well, fantastic. We won't keep you in order to get, you know, you got to get anything, but we appreciate you very much for joining us today, and look forward to whatever you have coming up in the future. If there's anything coming your way, we'll be sure to see it.
Yeah. We, Kevin and Steve have a TV show that comes out in February or March called Tacoma FD on True TV. It's basically like a Super Troopers with firefighters in Tacoma. And I'm on the staff writing episodes of that with them. So you'll at least, and then Kevin and Steve are in it. So you'll have a TV show with Kevin and Steve in it out next spring. And in the meanwhile, we're working on a script for Super Troopers 3. Like I said, we're trying to get the rights to Beer Fest out of Warner Brothers so that we can make Pot Fest. Just keep trying to get stuff made.
Fantastic. Well, again, that is Paul Soder here with Estes Park Comic Con. You want to catch him? Super Troopers 2 just came out digitally, and of course, all the other Broken Lizard movies.
Yeah, the DVD will be out on Tuesday. So
there you go.
Buy that.
Go get it. Go get two copies. Get one for your mom.
There we go. Thanks.
Thank you. So, as you can see, Paul Soder, great guy.
See? What? Here, see, as you can hear.
Yeah. It's really the same thing. It's my.
But honestly, like, even seeing, like, he was a lot of fun. Like, he was a great guy. If, you know, if you ever get the chance to meet him, do it. Because he's just awesome.
Yeah.
Plus, as you can see, he geeks out about DC comic books. So if you have any of these ones, we should have asked him the specific ones that he was missing we could help him out.
Something tells me, though, if he hasn't been able to fill the holes in that collection yet, that we wouldn't have a whole much more luck. But you know,
never know.
That's true.
You never know. I mean,
I do have a lot of comics stacked up in my basement.
Maybe you should look.
My Silver Age DC is wanting. I'll put it at that.
And as you can hear, he's kind of a local. He
grew up in Littleton. Yeah. I had no idea about that.
Pretty cool.
That's what happens when you read. You probably know things like that. But we got it from the horse's mouth.
That is true.
And aside from celebrity guests, there's also a lot of cosplayers. I mean, leading up to this event, we had our first ever Get Geekish podcast interviewee with Barracuda Cosplay.
Yep.
A week and a half ago. And so we saw her here, of course, a lot of other ones. And we were also lucky enough to stop Serafina Cosplay for a few minutes to chat about the con and some of her geekiness.
And, she really likes a certain 80s TV show. You'll hear it.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. What 80s cartoon that has the power. Does that help?
Yeah. Cue the tape. All right, we're continuing our rounds around Estes Park Comic Con here, and we're joined with the lovely Serafina Cosplay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And yesterday you came out at, why is this?
Sailor Pluto,
there we go, okay. I'm like, the white thing with the big thing and the red thing at the end of it.
It's actually, I get Sailor Jupiter a lot because the colors are reversed, so I was like, I'll give it to you.
I'm assuming a lot of people also don't know the difference between the different Sailor characters.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like,
they're not,
Sailor Moon.
They're not required to love, you know.
And then today you had Star Wars.
I did.
Your own kind of
My own Twi'lek. I know. I think if I had it to do again, I would have gotten a blue Leku, so I could have been Aayla Sakura, but I was like, I want to be purple, so.
And then tomorrow, what are you bringing out?
It's new. It's Ellie Sattler from Jurassic Park, Dr. Sattler.
Nice.
I'm excited about it.
And how long have you been cosplaying for, just for curiosity's sake?
Technically, I started in 2007. I started doing birthday parties for kids, and then someone was like, there are conventions for that. You can do that. I was like, oh, great. Okay.
What characters did you do for the birthday parties?
Oh, like princesses, like generic. Yeah. Now, and this way I can be like, I can be a villain. And it's like, yeah.
No better way to tell the kids to do something than to go away and you're a villain. You're
like, right. Yeah, you can't do that at a birthday party. Right.
So continuing what we talk about of Get Geekish, what's something that you get geekish about, aside from conventions and cosplay, obviously, because we're hoping that's one of your guilty pleasures.
Right. Masters of the Universe is probably my biggest thing. I'm obsessed with She-Ra. I'm nervous about the new show. But classic She-Ra is my favorite.
I'm nervous about the new show, too. I loved He-Man as a kid. I watched it nonstop. But I feel bad because I go back and try and watch the He-Man episodes now, and I'm like, oh, boy, what was that? What was I doing?
I still watch them now. It's like, you have that show when you're sick, and you want to watch something when you're sick because you're not feeling good. I want to watch She-Ra. That's my show when I'm sick.
And what did you think of what is it, 80s movie with Dolph Lundgren, right?
Oh, yeah. Dolph. Oh, good gracious. Well, Evil Lyn looked cool, and Skeletor looked cool. They looked cool. It had nothing to do with the
Masters of the Universe. They're remaking that movie, aren't they?
Oh, I heard there's rumors about it.
I hope so.
There's always rumors they're remaking something.
Man. That'd be so cool.
So She-Ra was your character du jour as your young
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is, like, obviously I'm not old enough to have been alive when the cartoon was on the air. So it was
Ouch.
Sorry. I'm still old, though. Don't get me wrong. I see the young kids and I'm like, you don't know what She-Ra is? That's fine. But so it was like a hand-me-down from my sister, and we would go to the VHS store back in the day, and we would rent the She-Ra VHS tapes so I could watch them. So there were no toys available when I was a kid because it was long gone. So I now, as an adult, I'm like, give me all of the toys.
I feel like the toy industry has cashed in on all of us that are like that, because as adults, yeah. I spend amazing amounts of money on toys I see everywhere.
Yeah.
But as a kid, the same thing. You had a cartoon you loved, and there's one set of mildly crappy toys that come out like 4 years after you're done watching it. Like, oh, I used to like that show. Great. Right.
I know. Well, now they've got the like fancy ones that actually look like the cartoon. So I'm like, let's take my money.
That and you don't have your parents telling you no anymore.
Right?
Either, so.
So She-Ra and He-Man, what else
yes.
Is one of your guilty pleasures?
I still love the Power Rangers to this day.
I think Derek's going to get along with this one. I will.
Oh, my gosh. Mighty
yeah.
Morphin.
Yeah,
Mighty
yeah.
Morphin.
The original ones, right?
Yeah.
And then it went in weird. But remember the crossover with the Ninja Turtles?
What?
You didn't say. Okay.
What?
You need to YouTube it because there's a crossover
oh
with the Ninja
God.
Turtles.
Gonna have
it's
a full,
cheesy, but it's
a
awesome.
Full geek meltdown.
Yep.
That's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm like, what is this new information?
I feel like I never got into the Power Rangers that much. The movie that came out, I actually
yeah.
enjoyed. It was pretty
oh,
darn good.
It was awesome.
But when the Power Rangers came out, I was just at that age where I was getting old enough where anything childish was not cool anymore. So
he thought he was too cool.
Oh,
he was too cool
for
all.
I didn't just think it.
You were informed. Oh man. Well, my favorite was the Yellow Ranger, Tui Trang. May she rest in peace. She was my hero as a kid. So, you know, when I found out as an adult that she had passed away, I was like, what? Like, I cried. And I was like, I've never met this person, but I'm, like, crying in my car.
I feel like that's the beauty of a lot of fandoms, though, because you connect to these characters and
yeah.
you meet them at conventions, you realize it's not the real person, but in your mind, you're like, I just met my hero.
No, freaking. So she was my favorite. And then Walter Jones, who played the Black Ranger, the original Black Ranger, who to this day looks exactly the same, has not aged a day.
Yeah, he has not aged much.
And he's the most beautiful. He came, I don't even remember what he said to me, and I was just staring at him like, you're so pretty. I had such a crush on you.
I feel like the Power Rangers must have had something about him that didn't age, because the Pink Ranger looks the same as well.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, she does.
Maybe we should
magic crystals they had, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
The magic crystals, right.
So what's coming up next? What is, like, some cosplays that you're working on, if you're allowed to?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, Elliot, it was sort of like a, you know, I love Jurassic Park, and that's going to be comfy, so why don't I just be Ellie Sattler? That's
yeah.
an obvious one. I've had a plan in my brain for years and years and years, and I want to be Element Woman, but nobody knows who the heck Element Woman is. So I feel like if I put in all this effort and I did, like, she's got, like, a rock arm and a lava leg and a wooden leg because she's all the elements.
I feel like I should know who Element Woman is. But
yeah.
I want to see Element Woman just talking about this. So.
Yeah. She's so cool. She's actually in the Flashpoint comic. And they took her out of the movie right when they animated the movie. And I was like, no, Element Woman. Curse you, Aqua Scum. So
I feel like you need to cosplay her now to bring
yeah,
to light.
So people know who
yes,
she is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I just don't know how to, like conceptualize. Like, how do you even have a rock arm and a wood? I don't know.
Do you run into the thing of the, I can see it in my head, but I can't see how to make it.
Exactly. I'm like, how does this all come together? I don't know.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your day. We've got some other stuff again as well, but hope you're having fun at Estes Park here so far.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll see you at Fitbit Cons in the future, I'm hoping. If people want to follow you, you've got your website, SerafinaCosplay.com, Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Any place else people need to... Sorry, I got distracted there.
Oh, okay. Shiny object.
Well,
Corella just laid down on her coat. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out, and we will see you again soon.
I wish you a pudding.
So that's Serafina Cosplay again, another adorable human being. You run into our con, go stop at her booth, get some prints, take some photos.
Yeah, I mean,
she does some good work.
She did a She-Ra. Did you see that one?
Yeah, she has. She has a really good She-Ra.
On a unicorn. Yeah, yeah.
A Pegasus.
Pegasus. Sorry, sorry.
It's a funny story too because we ran into her at Denver Comic Con. I think last year. Yeah, it was last year. And one of my daughter's good friends in karate came with us and was dressed up as Wonder Woman. And that year, Serafina cosplay was also dressed up as Wonder Woman, and made this girl's day. Like, she was talking about it for weeks after, because she met the real Wonder Woman, like, take all these pictures. And then her parents showed us a picture. I'm like, I know who that is. That's Serafina cosplay. So that's when you see other people having great experiences, you know they're doing something really well.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the whole point of cosplaying too, is to have fun with it and be able to make somebody's day like that.
Mm.
You know, when we talked to Barracuda about that, and you can listen to that
past episodes.
Yeah, there you go.
But what do you think Estes Park Comic Con so far, for it being a first-year con up here in the mountains?
I'm blown away. Like, I am legit blown away. It's only an hour from where we live, and, you know, I know you're staying up here, but it's great waking up with the mountain air. It's great it's a great backdrop. I turned away from the mic there. It's a great backdrop for photos, and honestly, you're inside, and then you step out, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in the mountains.
Yeah, you get to be the geeked-out, overindulgence, sensory overload of Comic Cons. And then you walk outside, and there's this gorgeous mountain terrain. And it's like, oh, hey, this exists too.
Makes for some epic photo ops for cosplay.
Yeah, we took a couple of them out there. I wish we would have had more time to do that too, but I've been inside of the con getting all stuff. But
yep.
Hopefully we're going to grab a couple of those tomorrow out and take advantage of some of the scenery up here. But
exactly.
The guys that put this together, they definitely had done some homework on. They've got a bunch of kids' activities, which are nice, and they're not overpriced.
Which is something that we talked about, like, you know, not on a podcast, but I think having activities for the kids to do, like carnival games and bounce castles, amazing, because mm-hmm. they can get rid of some of that energy, because, you know, nothing.
Kids get bored.
Yeah, nothing against other cons, but like, after walking around and seeing some artwork that, you know, we're not going to buy them, it's one of those ones where it's like, they just get that energy and they just like get anxious and grouchy, and then you're like, there's a bouncy castle. Have fun.
Yeah, like, for example, right now, we're sitting outside the con at the picnic tables, and both of our youngins are over in the bouncy castles about 100 yards away, just getting rid of all the energy they possibly can while we're doing this podcast.
Yep.
That's how great this setup is. After we just interviewed one of the guys from Super Troopers and a cosplayer.
Yep. And more to come.
I'm going
to
call this a win for us today.
I would think it's a win for Estes, too.
I think so. I hope they can do it again, because we're not on the financial side of the planning side, so how things are going on there, and I can't tell. But as a guest, I would say this is a definite win, and I hope it comes back again.
And honestly, just blown away by the celebrities that they have here. And, like, you know, we've been lucky enough to talk to a few of them. I've seen people go up, and like, they've just been super nice. So I'm excited to see what the future has planned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've got Elvira, they got Flash Gordon, and all kinds of good stuff.
Yes. So that'll wrap it up for Saturday.
Yeah, and if you get this, if you're here listening to this on Saturday night, you can still get here Sunday. There's still passes left. Plenty of chance for you to come up and visit Estes Park and see Estes Park Comic Con for yourself.
Live.
And if we're going to do some more interviews tomorrow, so we'll probably put up another podcast. It'll be a 2-episode week for us. Maybe 3.
Who knows? Who knows?
But it's con season. We love it. We had some fun dressing up, and then we'll post all those photos and videos on the website as well. So,
yeah,
we get to show off our Airbenders today. Well, not Airbenders, but Avatar.
Yeah,
Avatar: The Last Airbender characters.
And a win for me is Dante Basco, who is a voice on the cartoon, who is also Rufio from Hook, liked and commented on my Instagram post, and that just blows me away. Like, I don't.
He might have made some high-pitched squealing noises when that happened.
I think I did. Yeah.
Don't
I
be
did.
Ashamed.
No, I did. I definitely did. Got a big old grin on my face. Anyway.
But I'll give a thumbs up so far, and we'll see what Sunday has in store, and we'll keep you posted. But thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Get Geekish.
Woo!